Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report as we bring in Pete Huff from Best Dam Guiding Service. Pete, had some interesting weather this week. What did you find out? What did you learn about fishing?
I was still down in Madison, Monona, and went there a couple times this past week and did pretty good. And Mendota, actually, too. The limit on Mendota is only 10 fish, but got some pretty nice average-sized bluegills. And then on Monona, got some nice-sized ones, pushing at, like, you know, eight and a half inch bluegill.
Excellent. So what were they? You said once you found them, they were hungry, so it wasn't too bad trying to find them?
Yeah, there was some tough ones in certain areas, but then the other, when they're grouped up, they were pretty bitey, so... just using a wax worm and a small jig or a red worm.
Do you hear any news about any place else, the rivers and things like that, people been getting out?
I've heard they're getting a few more fish below Beaver Dam and some down by Lowell in the rivers. I've seen a lot of people stacked up down there. I haven't been down there myself, but I heard they're getting some crappies and a few legal walleyes, so... That bite should be staying good now, and I see there was quite a bit of water coming out, so that always attracts the fish down there.
You know, Mother Nature hasn't quite decided what we're doing weather-wise. What's water temperature been like across the region? Is it getting up there? Is it getting to where the fish want to like it?
It's still holding right around that 44, it seems. It's not really climbing up. We've had them cool nights, and then yesterday it was a little bit warmer, so that should have helped. But it's just not been really climbing as fast as I would think.
Can water temperatures differ from different areas of, like, say, even rivers and, like, lakes and such? Do you, like, keep the thermometer down in there? Or do you have, like, devices that keep it going so you kind of know what the temperature is?
I just use my electronics, but I should really carry one that you throw in the water. My grandpa used to use one of them, and you drop it in, and actually.
Excellent. Hey, Pete, tell us about Best Dam Guiding Service. If people want to book a trip for this summer, what do you offer and how do they get in touch with you?
If you'd like to book a trip, you can call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Dam Guide Service.
Pete, I appreciate the time and we'll chat next week.
Sounds good, Wade. Thanks a lot.
Let's head to the Madison chain right now and bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. Pat, my nature's really not cooperating. Is she here early April?
Yeah, I mean, we've had some blustery days, we'll call it, but that doesn't mean the fish don't stop eating, you know. So folks are getting out. The rivers have been very popular. They've remained pretty much low, at least around here, to fishable levels anyway, despite some of the rain that we've had. And especially on the rivers, the walleye fishing's been great. And around town here, the panfish action has been actually pretty superb. Monona Bay, some good crappies in there, and Cherokee Marsh getting some gills and crappies. So there's some good action to be had.
Now, when you say fishable levels, what does that mean for somebody who's just kind of a novice amateur fisherman?
Well, I guess, you know, it means different things to different people. But what you don't want is a lot of, you know, dirty water and, you know, fast currents running through there. It can make it hard to navigate a boat and hold a boat in position. And, you know, from shore also makes it difficult fishing. So that'll keep folks away. And wind, too. The wind has also been kind of a bummer because it's one of those things that wind always ruins a day of fishing.
Yeah, not only, for just moving around, but safety kind of thing as well. You have to kind of be a little more careful of what you're doing if the wind's really blowing, depending on the kind of boat you have.
Absolutely. Yeah. Safety is definitely a concern.
Hey, tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle. What do we need to know?
Well, we're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the near the corner of Northport and Troy Drive on the north side of Madison. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch and a quick jog off the interstate for folks coming through town. We have everything you need to get out on the water. We got all our summer stuff up. We're ready to roll here. And happy to point people in the right direction. We do a weekly fishing report on, we post that on social media at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop. And then we also have a good old fashioned phone line you can call in and listen to. And the number there is 608 Big Fish.
Pat, I appreciate the time and we'll talk next week. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Wade. You take care.
Let's turn our attention to fishtails in Fox Lake and bring in Dave. And, boy, Mother Nature just has not been kind to us if we want to do something outside, and that probably includes fishing as well this week, Dave?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's not necessarily the temperatures as much as the wind. You know, it just pushes you off the lakes, and even from shore it's difficult at times. But, you know, there's been a lot of activity around the lakes, people trying, just not doing a lot of catching. But our water temps yesterday were like 45 degrees, which is pretty cold for this time of year. You know, we wanted 50 plus, and then the walleye start moving around and that kind of thing in the rivers. But, you know, they're getting some panfish on the spots around Fox Lake in the evenings, never in the mornings because it's too cold. But and same with Beaver Dam. They're getting some walleyes below the dam in Beaver Dam. But, yeah, the weather has been really bad this spring so far, and especially the wind. I mean, even today, it's there's very few people fishing. Even, you know, we normally get a lot of guys go by with boats, and they're heading to the Wisconsin or Mississippi or whatever, and I haven't seen a boat in 3 days. So, yeah, the weather is really a big factor right now, and it looks like after Tuesday next week it should turn better, 50s and plus. So, yeah, I'm waiting for that myself because my 2 days off have been brutal for 2 months.
Hey, question though. Okay, if somebody's fishing from the shore when the wind's blowing, what direction do you want the wind blowing to maybe be the ideal for maybe having some success?
Well, a west wind like today, you know, the spots that people fish on Beaver Dam, it would be to their back. So even on Fox here by our town park and everything, a west wind is probably the best. Even a north wind isn't bad, but an east wind is terrible. All the shore fishing spots, and even when you're in a boat, the east wind, which we had yesterday, is not good. So, you know, if it's 10 miles an hour is one thing, but when it's gusting at 30 like it is today, it's hard to fish even if it's at your back.
Sure. So, hey, tell us about Fishtails. If you want to have the most success on the Fox Lake area, you get all the knowledge you need to know and all your equipment and all your refreshments. Tell us about Fishtails.
Well, we're pretty well stocked. We've got everything you need for open water. We got all the bait, you know, every kind of minnow. We got in some new rod and reel combos and stuff, and just about anything you would need. You can stop in, you can get a up-to-date report, and get whatever you need here. We're right downtown Fox Lake, and we're open 6 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 6 to 5 on Sundays.
Dave, I appreciate all you do at Fishtails, and we'll talk next week.
All right, thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Maker Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2025 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Sun Tracker, Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as we bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland. Rick, boy, you know, we talked to the other guys at the shops and such, and it's been one of those frustrating weeks. You know, it's cold. Yeah, you can tough out the cold, but that wind this week has really made it tough to be out on a boat.
Yeah, the wind and the rain, and, you know, and it's just like right now I'm looking at white caps out in the lake. I mean, If a guy really wants to, if he's into viewing birds and ducks, right now Fox Lake has got a ton of loons, and it's probably got 10 to 20,000 ducks on it right now. I mean, right now in front of my bay, there's Wedges Bay here. There's probably 8,000 ducks right in my bay right now. And I spend a lot of time watching with binoculars, but I mean, the loons out here, and you know, during the day, they're doing their calls and stuff, and it's actually pretty cool. But as far as the fishing goes, yeah, the weather just has been conducive to go out fishing.
So could you let off a loud, like, flash bang, and like all 8,000 ducks take off at the same time? Do they just ignore you?
They probably ignore me. I mean, when I walk out to the pier, they fly up and they fly like 30 feet away. But for the most part, they, you know, I imagine if you killed a couple, you know, they probably disappear pretty quick. But yeah, I don't know. But a lot of the loons, I mean, there must be some minnows and stuff out in front of my house here, because a lot of the loons and a lot of the diver ducks are all, you know, in here eating. So,
well, where were they all during the hunting season last fall?
Well, you know, I've said that for the last couple of years, even on this show, that I see more ducks in the spring than I do in the fall. And I mean, the main reason is a lot of lakes up in northern Wisconsin, Minnesota, Canada, they're still frozen. They're still ice fishing. So, you know, I don't know how these ducks know it. If they send somebody up for a, you know, 700-mile trip and then come back and say, no, it's still frozen. I mean, I don't get how they know that, but somehow they know that. But, yeah, they all are cooped up here, that's for sure.
That's like, how does my new dog know that at 6 o'clock it's time to get out of the kennel and bark, even though they don't have a watch, you know? They just know.
I know. Yeah, my cat every day at 5:30 knows that it's 5:30 and it's feeding time. I get it. I don't understand it either.
So lots of stuff to do, though. If you can't get out because the wind's blowing too much, you can, you know, make sure your boat is in line for when the full season opens up in a month, and play with some new toys. If you got some new gear for your boats and stuff, people can do, right? You kind of did that as well.
Yeah, I put a new live scope on my bass boat this year, and I actually been out twice playing with that and kind of getting that baby tooled in. And I bought a new trolling motor for my other boat, and we were playing with that. And of course, you know, it's usually should be an hour project, ends up being a 3-hour project, and you don't have the right parts, because now, I mean, everything is getting so sophisticated with locators and trolling motors and transducers in the trolling motors and live scope that you got to have, you know, these NEMA parts, and you got to have special parts for your puck that's all part of your GPS and your part of your trolling motor. I mean, it for the average guy, it's getting so complicated, it's kind of ridiculous, to be honest about it.
Well, I know something that's not complicated. If you want to have a good time bass fishing, booking a trip with you and also getting Raw Bass Customs baits and lures will definitely increase your odds and increase your enjoyment. Tell us about booking a trip, and tell us about your lures and baits, where they can find them.
Well, I supply a guided trip, 4, 6, or 8-hour trips on Fox Lake and or Big Green. I basically supply everything but food and drink. And it's always been a good time. And quite honestly, I don't advertise much like on social media and stuff, because 9 out of 10 of my customers are all repeat customers, which tells me I'm doing the right thing. And you know, a lot of people go out and catch their biggest bass or their biggest pike. And, you know, we had a couple people last year catch their biggest walleye. You know, and that's what it's all about. It's memories on the water. Most of my customers are actually repeat customers, but you can give my cell phone a call at 920-948-8467.
And to tell us about Raw Bass Customs.
Pretty much, I'm a custom painter, and I paint all kinds of lure blanks for bass, walleye, northern, and muskie, about 70 different blanks. Everybody in the local area has their 2025 fresh fill. You can get them here at Fox Lake and Fishtails. You can get them at M&M Tackle and Portage, Stew's in Partyville, and Dick Smith's down in Pewaukee are probably your 4 local spots.
Rick, I appreciate the time. Hopefully you can get out fishing sooner than later with the wind dying down and the temperatures getting warmer. Thanks.
Well, next week doesn't look like a high in the 30s till like Wednesday. So, yeah, I don't know. Hope so.
All right. Have a great week.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report 3 times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.